The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and you know what time it is. It's time for Boat Smart with Stephen Schmidt. Bill Cudwell is here with Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, our sponsor. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's so smart about Boat Smart?
I'm telling you, it's been a smart week.
Welcome.
Or not so smart sometimes.
Okay. Well, this is our time to find out about boating and marine services and so many other things. So if you have a question this morning, they are our experts. It's 850-437-1620.
Yeah, we are sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can also check them out on Facebook. They are your Yamaha, Suzuki, Cox Diesel Engine, MerCruiser, Repower Center. Mm-hmm. And they can take care of all your boating needs. They can also service trailers as well. They also have trailers available. I don't mention that very often.
Oh,
y'all have trailers
have
available
it.
To pick up boats sometimes, right, Bill? You have those too?
Oh, yeah. We have a fleet of trailers that we can go pick up customers' boats that may not have
good.
Them.
Yeah, yeah, so that helps. So sometimes a customer has a boat in a high dryer on their dock, and they actually don't have a trailer. And Key Marine can do that for you. They can go pick up your boat, or they can go to your house. They can go to the marina, whatever it takes. Right, Bill?
Right. Yep. We're there to serve their needs for sure.
Yeah, so they are your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, and Cox Diesel Engine, MerCruiser Repower Center, but also they really do a great job on servicing those products as well.
Well, that's great. So I'm glad Bill is here because he is the manager, services manager, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I sure am.
So you can help us out with any problems we might have, or if people are thinking about maybe it's time to bring their boat in or their vessel in for an inspection or a checkup.
Yes,
this would be a
I'm
good
always
time.
There to answer anyone's questions that want to call anytime, any day.
Yep, and you call us today, 850-437-1620. Call or text. Bill's more than happy to answer any questions you might have about your boat. Also, he's going to do another giveaway today, so we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about what happened in Marine Service Technology class. I'm the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. I always forget to say that, but that's who I am. That's where I work, and you know, so I am the Marine instructor over there, and we have a busy week. You know, we still have a waiting list. I got people calling all the time asking me how to get into my class, and it's a little difficult right now because we are running a waiting list. I looked at my roll. I don't think I'm taking any students in October. I think we're just full right now. It could change maybe, but I don't think so. I'm just packed right now. I can't do anything. I had a lot of new students start first year.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting, and it takes a little bit of time to get them through the class. And so many times, though, as I'm working the students, trying to get them jobs or dealerships are calling me, asking me if I have anybody available. A lot of times there's some gaps in there where I don't have anybody available.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens, you know, that's just the nature of the education system that we have with open enrollment and everything, not having somebody available to go to work because they're so young in the class, but also young as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't affect their ability to get hired. It's just how much knowledge they have.
Well, just to brag a little bit, you do have a very high success rate, though, of finding employment for your students because you're one of the best in the country.
Well, for Yamaha Marine, I think for Mercury also, we are, you know, number one in the country as far as placing students in the field. And, you know, there's a lot of colleges and places that you go, they have people that place students.
Mm-hmm.
They're placement counselors, I guess they're called. I don't know what they're calling, but I've never had anybody do that for me. I've always placed myself. But my students have me.
Right.
You know, and I'm the one that can contact the employers and stay in touch with them, and they contact me. And I've had several employers contact me this week looking for people. And a lot of times it helps for me to be, for them to be on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call me, text me, email me. So I'm understand they're looking for somebody, because as you get busy and you're trying to teach and you're moving on, you forget that there's places that are looking, and it all, and there's a lot.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's a lot to keep up with, you know. And so this week we had Matthew. He interviewed out at over at a dealership, Paradise Marine, and they're actually hiring him as we go into
Congratulations, Matthew.
So they're
going to
hire
awesome.
Him as a co-op student.
Yeah.
We got about 100 hours left for him to get to that point, and then he's going to go to work for them. So that's a good opportunity. I have some other students that are interviewing at different places around town, too, so that we're looking for, trying to get them into the co-op.
Right.
Because they're not ready to go out full time.
But that's great because
they
have that opportunity
to get
study.
Them out there and work, and they work with me, part-time kind of things and stuff like that. And Key Marine does that also. We have Jeff out there who just completed, and Jeff is out of my classroom, so no longer my student, but
now
he is their full-time employee, so he's
great.
Out there. But last night it was interesting. I'm sitting in class after lunch, and we're getting the day started, and two students show up that don't even belong in my class anymore. Several years ago, these students have already completed or out working in field.
Right.
So Gaines came by and Brody came by, and they came by together. So they're chatting. Hey, let's go by and see Mr. Schmidt.
Oh, how great.
You know, and I love those reunions.
Yeah.
You know? They hung out there all night, and they went through my What Did You Learn? And they helped students, you know, and things like that. So it was
That's really awesome.
Cool to see them.
That's going to feel good for you as their teacher.
I love it, you know. And I told them, you guys come by anytime. You know, it's really cool that they understand that I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
So they just kind of walk around and help when I don't have time, opportunity to talk to them. So they'll help me a little bit, you know, with students and stuff like that. But just give you an idea Gaines, he's working now at Ocean Marine. He was in the 23-24 school year.
Wow.
Brody was the 24-25 school year, a dual-enrolled student, came back and as an adult is now working at Legendary Harborview. So that's pretty cool.
That's very
you know?
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, that's cool. And all my other students, we got a lot of fabrication going on. We're putting in control boxes and things that are learning some fabrication and that kind of stuff. So it's really neat.
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're retiring anytime soon.
I don't think so. If I do retire, they'll probably come by my house and see me. I don't know. Bill, you got some stuff you want to go over today, so let's turn to you.
Let's get to it, Bill.
And talk about what you got going on and your topics for today.
And before we get started, I just want to remind you that this is Boat Smart on Pep Talk, talking with Stefan Schmidt with Georgetown Technical College. He's the Marine Services Instructor there. And Bill Kidwell, who's the Services Manager with Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. So now is the time. If you've got some questions, please send those in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, first of all, I wanted to just reiterate how important Stefan is to our community when it comes to, you know, getting these new students in there. And then you can tell with the passion that he has to do it, because it's very important. There's, of course, people are always going to be drawn to the water, have since the beginning of time. We're always going to have boats, have since the beginning of time. None of that's ever going to change, so we're going to need a constant supply of technicians. And there are a couple different things that make a great technician. First of all, they start with Stefan, and his program out there is a really good part. Not all of them take that route. Some of them take other routes, but it's really that really gives them a really good kickstart. And then it's really beneficial to everybody in the marine environment, all the owners and stuff, to have the you know, quality technicians that are needed to keep up with, like you've said, Meg, you know, the constant, everything is just, you know, progressing so fast and all. But, it takes more than just the school, the continuing education. Like at Key Marine, when they come on board, we're sending them to every school we can with the Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, and Cox outboards. And then, of course, the stern drive stuff and all that. As a matter of fact, I've got one tech right now that's going to be testing for the Mercury Master Technician, and he's very young. He's 21. And I mean, what it takes to make a great technician, of course, just like I said, it starts in with the initial training and then OJT. And a lot of the places are different in how the technicians that are there with more experience, how they push each other and drive each other. And then it takes great leaders, too, to convince these people that, hey, you can do it, and continuously not only push them, but you know, getting it into their head on, you know, how good they can be, and even the best, you know. And like I said, the one that's testing for the Max, he's getting ready to test for that. before too long. I'm not sure exactly when. He has progressed so fast. He did not take the route of Stefan's class. He came from a great upbringing like myself, how I got involved, my dad being a mechanic and blah, blah, blah. And his best friend, they were around each other all the time and in my head constantly convincing me that, you know, that I could be one of the best. And it just takes all that
to
get there. And yeah.
Well, that's the thing, too, with you is that when you have someone that comes to your store and starts to work with you, it's one thing if they've come right out of school and they've got all this current training, but you've got decades of experience from all the different models of boats and engines and things that have come over the years. So you're going to have something that someone may not have learned recently, but they have the people that are experienced that can show them the way.
Yes, ma'am. And then the other thing is I learn a lot from them.
I would think so, too. Yeah.
Like with Nick, Ben, and Max. And you know, they, with all the new NEMA technology and all that, as a matter of fact, Max went to a NEMA class and all that. We're doing everything we can at Key Marine to get them, you know, up there, keep them up there, and keep them pumped up and to be excited about what they're doing and providing that level of service that's hard to find.
Sometimes it's the simplest thing. Last night, one of my students was working on a trailer, and he didn't know how to take the handle off of the winch, right? And and he says, "Mr. Smith, can you come help me for a second?" And it's a matter of pushing. It's one of those releasing handles. You can push in a little spring-loaded latch,
right?
And you can move it down to and change his gears, basically, from a high to a low, right? And he didn't know how to do that. And so, you know, a lot of times you have to say, okay, they just don't know.
Well,
right?
You don't know what you don't know.
And so, you know, I walk over there and I look at it and I say, oh, okay, yeah, I can do it. And I show him how to do that. Mm-hmm. And he was amazed by that little bit of a thing, you know.
Yeah.
And it's and so that stuff's really cool when you get to teach somebody something as simple as that.
Sure.
You know, it seems simple to me. It may not be simple.
It
is simple to people at the boat ramps that like to steal those things.
Oh,
you know the ones I'm talking about, Bill.
Yeah.
The ones that come off, you know, a lot of times I'll take them off, put them in my truck.
Because people will
lose theirs and they'll come by the boat ramp and get theirs.
Oh,
but,
no.
Yeah, so that's a little add-on to that story. But, your background, you haven't been at Key Marine your entire career. You started at another location, right?
I did.
Okay.
And so my background is I actually came out of high school and was an electronic technician, which really helps, especially today, in especially the DC part, direct current part of what it takes to be a marine mechanic. But anyway, so I did that for a little while, had to back, to go back a little bit, had grown up racing motocross and, you know, my dad and his best friend pushing me to do my best and all this. So they knew electronics was going to be a thing and we did that for a while, but I still had that passion of racing and got involved with guys in Milton at a place called Outboards Unlimited. And he's not with us anymore, Dale Melton. But anyways, we all started running around racing boats and stuff. And so I just figured, hey, well, you know, I got tired of doing the electronics things as far as what I was having to do. Working on amusement equipment and stuff. And so I became a technician, and that was a long time ago, probably about the same time Stefan started. I just kept progressing. And then as time goes by, you in some shops, you have people that help push you along and all. Didn't really have that a lot where I was. It seemed like I was usually the one with the most experience and all that. But I really have never even rigged a motor on the back of a boat. I've always been diagnosing running issues.
Interesting.
It's interesting that you say that about people pushing it along. We're going to do the giveaway in just a second. But I remember when I started at a marina up in Illinois, scraping boats and things like that. I started literally at the bottom of the industry, scraping boats. I was a helper, right? Mm-hmm. And started moving into my work ethic was so good that they asked me to come on as, you know, a mechanic back then, you know, and I'm like, I don't know anything about being a mechanic. And, well, they sent me to a two-week Johnson outboard school up in Waukegan, Illinois, and that's kind of how I started.
Wow.
But I remember a conversation with the service manager. His name was Frank. And Frank was a gentleman out of Chicago. Very, you know, I kind of thought he might have put people in the river sometimes because he was that kind of guy, right?
Uh-oh.
You know, when you talk to Frank, it was like, you know, Frank,
don't
you're
mess
cool
with
dude,
Frank.
But I ain't going to mess with you. But, you know, we were talking one day about being a professional. We were trying to move a boat or something. And I said, Frank, I'm not a professional. He said, you get paid for what you do? I said, yes, sir. He said, then you're a professional. Go move that boat.
Good for him.
You know, and that's the kind of way you got to think about it. Mm-hmm. You are a professional. You're getting paid for what you do and what you know, right? And that kind of thing. Let's do the giveaway. I know we're running out of time here, so I want to do the giveaway because this might take a little bit. So.
Oh, here we go with the tough question again. Yep. Okay, so what are you giving away this morning?
Okay, we've got a spare for your trailer tires for a boat, a spare tire cover.
Oh, nice.
A Yamaha OEM one. Also a license tag frame, Yamaha, and sunglasses that have the Yamaha insignia on them.
So you'd be cool with your Yamaha.
And you can definitely come to the shop out there at 5621 Bower Road and give us a call beforehand at 850-492-0487 because we'd like to be there to kind of show you around a little bit and show you what we're about. Either Dustin or myself can do that. And so the question is this week is how many horsepower does Yamaha's largest V6 outboard motor have and what is its displacement?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. You better repeat the question.
Okay, it's really not that hard. I mean,
oh no,
it's
how for many, you maybe.
Meg knows it.
Oh yeah, right. I know because I got the answer right in front of me.
your phone's probably ringing off the hook as we speak.
Oh, here
but
you go.
How many horsepower does Yamaha's largest outboard or V6 outboard have, and what is its displacement?
Okay, y'all, if you want to win the Yamaha package from Key Marine, all you got to do is text in the answer to the question, 850-437-1620. And there's this thing called Google Yamaha, HPV6 Yamaha. And that may help you.
Yeah, it might help you a little bit.
Might help you. Oh, you need to know the horsepower and the displacement.
You know, they're trying to pack as much horsepower in the smaller packages as they can, you know.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
And do you want to give them a clue? It used to be a V8.
Right.
This is a V6, right?
This is actually a V6, and it's a motor that the industry was waiting for quite some time because this horsepower range was definitely covered in the larger as far as number of cylinders.
Right.
So let's explain displacement. You want to talk about that while we're waiting on that call?
Yeah, displacement has to do with, it's measured, you've heard this before, in liters, across the industry, it's sometimes in cubic inches. And what it is it's the volume in each one of the cylinders that it can handle, the air-fuel mixture, and how much can be in that, you know, when the piston is all the way down, how much it can be in there. And, of course, the bigger the displacement, the more potential for horsepower and all that.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to sign me up.
And how they measure that or how they actually determine that is they do it with liquid because, of course, air can be compressed. And to get a true what is the displacement, they would take and measure with a block without cylinder heads on it, the pistons all the way down. They would fill that with liquid and measure how much it is. And then, of course, the cylinder head is turned upside down and filled. There's like a little concave to it. Mm-hmm. And then they add those two for that one cylinder and then multiply it by the number of cylinders.
Okay. Yep. All right. We've got some guesses coming in.
All right, good.
So how should we do this? Should I say what the guesses are and you tell me if it's right or wrong?
Yeah, whatever you think.
All right. We got right now for it says 300 horsepower, 4.2 displacement. Is that correct?
That's one of their motors, but not correct.
But not correct for this question.
Right.
Okay. I got another one. It looks like the answer is pretty darn close. You ready?
Yep.
So the question is largest HP V6 Yamaha and its displacement, 350 horsepower, 4.2 liter displacement.
Incorrect.
No, not right.
So, okay. Can I tell them they got it half right?
Yes, you can.
Okay, got it half right. So try again. The liter displacement is the wrong.
You got another one?
No, I'm just telling them that the liter displacement was incorrect. The horsepower was correct. So
the horsepower
just
is correct.
That liter displacement. But you're very close.
Very close, yes.
We definitely want to give away the prize. So
okay, definitely want to give it away.
They're really close.
Okay, so while we're waiting on them to adjust their answers.
Yep. Or a new answer coming in.
Yeah, there we go. We can watch on the clock right now here.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit more about this new Yamaha.
Okay,
the
Yamaha definitely has a lot more advancements that were, you know, I mean, let's start out with the gear case itself, the lower unit. I mean, a lot of outboards, when they're in reverse, the exhaust gases diminish their back down thrust. This one has what they call what's it called? The enhanced, what exactly is it called again? Do you know, remember? It does have thrust enhancing reversed exhaust. So what it does is it kind of ducts the exhaust in an area so the prop can bite into clean water. And then they've upgraded the cooling system and a lot of things that were, here's a little hint, a lot of things that were, you know, that needed to be done with the 4.2 liter V6s.
Ah, okay.
It does have larger intake exhaust valves and quite a bit more there, you know, the electric steering. And
we got another one?
Well, we've got two winners.
All right, let's
now.
Do it.
Okay, we've got two winners, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got two winners.
Yes,
so we're
going to
take the first one that gave the right answer, right?
Okay, one that gave the right answer, that would be 350 horsepower, 4.3.
That's correct.
Liters. Yep. Okay. Yeah, and that's the number that starts 251 and ends with 5269. So if you'll text me your name and your email, and then we will get you the information on how you can pick up your prize package.
Yeah, we appreciate you listening. Definitely appreciate you texting in that answer.
And our other person, I'm so sorry, was Veronica. She texted it after. So thank you for participating, Veronica.
Yep. She had the right answer also.
Yeah. Okay. After the change. Yep. Okay.
I know who that is, too.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, Veronica, we'll get you the next time.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
Okay. All right. So thanks so much for those of you that played along. That was a tough question, y'all. That was a tough question.
Yeah, that was a good one. And it takes you a little while to Google that one or whatever they do now. So,
that was good.
I was actually on the computer this morning using AI for all this stuff. I was like, Bill had the questions and answers. I thought, I'm just going to go ahead and AI this, you know, and I did. So there you go.
Just to remind everybody that you hear a lot from me and Stefan about the Yamaha. Mercury and Suzuki are really good motors as well.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And we always talk about that. You know, some people are Chevrolet people, some people are Ford people, and all the different things, right? And it just depends on what you're used to, what you like on your boat and all that. No matter what motor you have on your boat, the Suzuki, the Yamaha, the Mercury, the main thing is to have Key Marine service that motor for you longevity and do it in the right increments, you know, 100 hours once a year, whatever that, you know, works out for you. That's the best way to have the best motor.
There
is to have Key Marine work on it, and with all the expertise that's out there, that will hopefully assure you a good boating season where you're not running into problems and having your boat on the trailer instead of on the water, right?
Right.
So, yeah, Bill is 100% correct. It depends on you and the way you're going to service your motor. Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, all great product, and they all, you know, it just depends on the customer as well.
Okay, we've got about a minute left. Anything we haven't mentioned this morning you'd like to mention, Bill?
Well, I just wanted to remind everybody that, you know, we're still fairly busy, but, you know, anytime you need your motor repaired or, you know, anything to do with your boat, we can still handle it.
Okay. Well, Bryce is the winner. He just sent in his name. So congratulations, Bryce. He says, thank you. Those guys are awesome. I learn something every time I listen.
Great. We're glad to hear that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Bryce. So thank you, Bryce.
He could be one of my students. He could come in there and learn something in my class.
Well, you said your enrollment was full.
Yeah, they learn a lot. You know, they just don't retain a lot.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been Boat Smart this morning. We always learn something new. I know I learn something every single time, but you can hear it again because you do a podcast.
Yeah, we're going to do a podcast, Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. We'll put it up there. We can also go to the podcast for the station, too.
Okay, and that's at newsradio923.com. Thank you so much to Stefan Schmidt, to Bill Kidwell for being here this morning. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. You guys are the best.
Thank you. We'll see you next Friday.
Happy boating this weekend, everybody. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.